Connie Lutz picked up her cell phone and said, "This is Connie, Pete. What's new?" the Palm Springs Mayor Pro Tem asked. "I think I'm the one who should be asking you that. After all, I've paid you $100,000 to ensure that the City Council will vote for my proposal for the new wind turbines. So far, I haven't seen much of a return on my money. I'd like to know what's new. Given the amount of money you've been paid, I think that's a pretty fair question." Pete Warren, the president of WT Inc., said, "Yes, I've been meaning to call you. I've had several meetings with the mayor. I think he's beginning to see how important these wind generators are to the city and how much tax revenue will be generated in the long run from building them." "Did you ask him about global warming?" "No, I've another meeting scheduled with him this week. I'll do it then. Explain to him that as climate change becomes a bigger threat, countries all over the world are investing in renewable energy. We can't fill the orders fast enough." "Yes, I read the papers. But Pete, what I don't understand is why, if you're so busy internationally, you're so adamant about building this project here in Palm Springs."
"Connie, I live in Palm Springs. The desert area is a perfect location for wind turbines. If I can't convince the local people how important this project for wind turbines is, where the desert is, then sooner or later, someone is going to wonder why I wasn't able to convince the people in the city where I reside that wind turbines are not only necessary, they're a great investment. How would they ever know? Maybe you could say you live here, but you never tried to convince the people here because there are already so many wind turbines in the area," Connie said. "They'd know because sooner or later, one of them would be smart enough to look in the city records, and when they did, they'd find that I started presenting my project to the city over 10 years ago, before I ever went international. To say I'd look like I had egg on my face would be the understatement of the year."
"I see. Honestly, Pete, I think Monty is starting to give in and come around to our point of view. Give me just a little more time, and I think I'll be able to bring him on board."
"Let's get down to brass tacks, Connie. You have 2 weeks to get this done. Need I remind you that you're the recipient of two $50,000 checks? Need also I remind you that each check was deposited in your personal account the day after it was written?"
"I'm well aware of that."
"Well, if you don't get this done, it would be a shame if it became public knowledge that you would sell your vote for $100,000. Rather think the voters in this city wouldn't be very happy to hear that."
"Pete, you wouldn't," Connie exclaimed.
"I not only would, but if Monty happened to have an accident or something happened to him, who do you think would be a prime suspect?"
"If you're inferring that I would be such a suspect, I think you're absolutely wrong."
"No, Connie, you're the one who's wrong. I would make sure that everyone knew the $100,000 you willingly took was based on the premise that you would get him to vote for the proposal. And if not, then you decided to kill him when he wouldn't agree to it."
"And why would I do that?" Connie asked.
"Because you would become the mayor upon his death, and thereby become the deciding vote on the project."
"But Pete, if I killed him, and I was the deciding vote on the project, why would you go public about the $100,000?
"I probably wouldn't, because I think you would have solved my problem."
"Pete, are you suggesting I murder Monty? Is that what you're saying?"
"Connie, let me be very clear about this. I will do whatever I have to do in order to get this project approved. And I think my $100,000 payment to you shows that. If you have to do something that you never thought you'd do, so be it. When you took those checks, you sold me your soul."
"Pete, I never signed up for this."
"Maybe not specifically, Connie, but yes, you did sign up for this. Have a nice day, and I expect to hear positive things from you in a few days."